your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, November 18th. This is after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. Today is supposed to have guests. My guest didn't show up, right? My guest didn't show up, but like all talk show hosts, you need to have something in your back pocket just in case. And you tell him from the guest didn't show up. But I give the guest a blight because week before, I double booked. Right, and we rearranged this particular show for them, and they apparently were busy. Of course, no one told me. They didn't call me and say, "Nuri, I got to cancel." So, but I'm mad. These are tricks of the trades that you must do. So, guess what? Guess what we're talking about today? Okay, we only have half an hour because Sinan's Parents Teachers Association supposed to show up at 11:30. So we have half an hour to talk about this particular talk. Guess what we're talking about today? We're talking about that by-election. Golden Eyes by-election. Not the whole by-election that we're talking about. We're talking about what had transpired, yesterday and last night. That's what we're talking about. So there's a number of video clips. There's a number of reporting happening about the by-election. And this is the time what you call. I'm going to give out the numbers so you can call and tell me about things that you saw that you liked. Things that you saw that you did not like, things that we need to rectify immediately before the general election, right? Aaron Green, I tell us, stay back one time, Aaron. Let's talk 30 minutes about the by-election and what things that we found, what at least I considered peculiar, and things that say, okay, that works. The numbers today are 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. And of course, if you call in from the Family Islands, it's 242-300-5720. And if you want text, where the text line, Aaron? Where's the text line? The text, no, the number, the phone.
Oh, 422-GR96.
Oh, sorry, I wouldn't know how the phone. Oh, yeah. Now I can say 422-GR96. In case someone want to text me, I want to have the phone ready to read the text. I'll just say, pass me the phone. I know I see the number. Pass me the phone. You ready?
Yeah.
So, what do you think so far of that by-election? For the most part, it went well. Why are you looking at me like that? I said for the most part.
No,
it's like 69-70%. That's a passing grade in BGCSE. That's a decent
this
grade.
This not that type
it
of
was
exam.
It was not horrendous.
No, this is not that type of exam. It's either 100% or
turn up Aaron Mike. I can't hear it properly.
It's either 100% or 0%.
100%?
Yeah.
No Bahamian could ever be perfect on anything. I've never seen
that. But it's not about Bahamians. It's about systems, right?
And that's talk for that.
That's the beauty of it. It's an electoral system, right? I mean, they say that humans are fallible, right? But systems can be shored up and designed to prevent failure.
Let's stop. What systems failed? It sounds like you see one or two things that bend. I did not necessarily see any system fail. So I want to know your narrative so I can respond to it. What went wrong? What was the challenges? I see there was an issue. I see the COI and the FNM completely blocked the police bus. They did a protest. And some people said, you should be mad. That's embarrassing. I said, no. I believe in protests and in decency and order. I understand why they were protesting, right? Because they were uncomfortable with the system that you were talking about. So they should protest.
So let me just read the headline in today's Tribune. FNM and COI block removal of ballot box. Here's the part. Claiming breach of agreement on how it should be transported. What do they mean by breach of agreement? Is there not a protocol defined and established, entrenched? What do you mean there's an agreement? You don't have to agree on the terms of the law. They are. So what I would like to know is, why did an agreement exist as opposed to a
standard?
A standard have to you, be followed.
Have you ever worked the polls? You won't belong to no political party. I've worked the polls once.
Yeah.
And I did it for the experience. I was doing,
so did I.
Yeah. And the team, PLP, FNM, and who was the NDP, you know, that's my political party. And then there was COI was there? No, not COI. It was, what a green party name?
DNA.
The DNA was there, mm-hmm. right? Three, four different parties. They are aggressive. I mean, the people there are sharp. These are professional or trained, well-trained people. They're aggressive. They, when the election, they finished counting, they got up an aggressive motion, followed the sealed package to the car, and they jumped into the car, pushing people. I remember as an independent person working the poll, I got pushed out. I put out a space, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There was space for PLP, space for FNM, and then space for whoever running, right? Mm-hmm. And I was a part of an official party. They're supposed to make space.
So you were unable to
even get into
and,
the car.
And travel with the box?
No.
That's a failure.
There's a failure. So now I bring that situation back to this situation. I thought that it's a bus, because they had a car back then, but I thought that they arranged for a bus to allow everybody
who is authorized or mandated
yes.
to travel with the boxes mm-hmm. to be able to accommodate that.
That's what I thought would happen. Apparently, yeah. that's not happening anymore. Apparently, the police said, no, we escorting this bus, this package, this box by ourselves.
Well, what does the law call for?
I don't know. I only can tell you from my experience what happened that time. All of us traveled. Or at least I get excluded, of course. But all of
right,
them
see, because
traveled.
Even the police don't have the authority to usurp or to exceed or to ignore what is entrenched in law, right? Like, what the law says is supposed to happen is what is supposed to happen.
Yes. I'm going to open the lines now for the callers so they can participate. I want callers who are familiar of working in the polling division to say what is expected. Right, to see if the police were right, right? To see if the FNM complaints, the COI complaints is legitimate, to see if we need to correct some things before the general election comes.
And I mean, I'm not expecting a contribution today, but surely the Parliamentary Registration Department or the Parliamentary Registrar, the commissioner of the department, needs to make a formal statement yes. indicating what the process is supposed
yes.
to be and what happened.
Yes.
Why is it that people are talking about a breach of agreement? I don't need you to agree on what the law says.
Yeah.
The law says what it says.
Yes, and now come to us and explain the yeah. processes
and,
now.
And why, not just that, why are we hearing the language that we're hearing? What went, what happened, what didn't happen, what was supposed to happen, yes. and what happens next?
Yes, and what happens next. Go ahead, caller, Guiding Radio AM, you are live.
Hey, great show, see you on the screen. How you doing?
Good.
Boys, here, you drops in now. You know our Fox Hill ain't trying to vote, and you want to work the poll?
Can you imagine?
Second thing, right? Well, you know, like with the election, man, it was humorous to me, because you heard the chants.
Yes, I heard the chants.
Lincoln. Man, that reminds me, it was so nostalgic, it reminds me when I was in K2. Memories of the nursery rhymes throwing back and forth?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it was a friend to me, it was a friendly thing. And to me, the election itself, I think it had its flaws and everything, right? But guess what? At least it was peaceful at the end.
It was peaceful at the end.
Yes, it is peaceful. We don't fight and just start the next. You might throw a little JS here.
However,
you know what I mean?
Working the polls, like I said, and for the whatever election it was, they separated us. We had a tent for the Independent Party all the way in the back there. There was a tent for the PLP. There was a tent for the FNM. And everybody was divided for peace. There was contention. And I'm not sure if we can continue with this contention for the general election. They shouldn't have been that close together.
But here's a question I have to ask. And a caller, I want to ask while you're on the air, because you reference no violence, right? What happened at nomination day? That scene where someone was pushed against a wall and a senior officer gave instructions to a less senior officer that it appeared the less senior officer was not following immediately, right? Like, what happened then? Is that an issue that we must pay attention to and then determine whether we need to change the regulations and protocols to ensure that never happens again?
Of course not, because it could have escalated into something that got out of hand, but it didn't because of our temperament. Right? I think that certain things should be changed as we go along because if this is a serious election that's coming up, right, mm-hmm. that the tempers will flare in certain areas. So certain adjustments will take place, but I think in all, that there would not be any form of violence during our elections because we're not that type of people.
So you agree that at least the various political parties need to be separated and put in a designated spot, which is supposed to be part of the protocol. I'm not sure what went wrong, right?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a part of the protocol. They were supposed to be separated. But like I said, at least we're not violent people. So those adjustments should be made and they'll probably be made for the election, upcoming election. So I don't think that we will have a problem pertaining to that.
Thank you very much, Carl.
Know, as we transition to the next call, I just want to say we can't rely on that, though,
no.
to say that we're not violent people. Countries create systems to mitigate, to reduce, to eradicate violence, to prevent it from taking root. And we must focus on that and ensure that what the status that we have now, that it doesn't get any worse than it is right now.
I agree with you, because if you'd ask me if behemoths were looters, I said, no, man, that's not our culture. We don't go in people's shop and take things. Thieves go in people's shop and take things. But now I'm seeing pastors and politicals saying it's part of our culture. That part of our culture, we loot and wreck and thief things. And I said, I never know, me personally, none of my families do them things. But apparently, no culture. Like the Germans are being violent. But culture shows that culture shows differently.
I tell you, if we look at the political culture, yeah. Wrecking remains.
We've
been wrecking for decades.
Anyway, the thieves.
But it is a wealthy man sport. Let me put it like that. Looting and wrecking are wealthy man sports.
When last you heard about anyone looting and wrecking in the Bahamas?
FTX.
That's FTX. Let's go to the caller.
Go
ahead, caller. Guided radio.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Nouri and Aaron Green.
Good morning.
Yeah. For a person who was out on the grounds yesterday, right?
Yes, sir.
And my view is that the whole process started initially wrong because, you know, the parliamentary department is the one supposed to be responsible for that event. Mm-hmm. But the police was apparently responsible for that event from the get-go. Right from the gate open up, the police was responsible for that event, doing the things that parliamentary personnel supposed to be doing when it comes to a by election or any election. The police was supposed to be the man and make and protect. Then they was never or not supposed to ever be responsible for anything when related to parliamentary register, right? Mm-hmm. So watching all of that, it only says that this administration is obviously fighting back against what they are experiencing, and that is, you know, they are not getting the support that they wanted from that particular, because for 200 persons to vote, because only 200 people voted, over 280, but only 208, only 200 voted, and for a government, the poll is closed 6 o'clock. To be inside that place for almost 3 hours for 200 ballots, it's scary to what next week is going to be like, and more worse what a general election is going to look like under this administration, because they clearly are not interested in following the law. And like you said, Ms. Green, the law is supposed to be the supreme situation that we're supposed to be following. It ain't supposed to be feelings or emotions or corruption. It's supposed to be the law. And the law, again, was trampled on the Bahamian people yesterday, man. It's disgraceful. And I hope that we don't have to see another duplication of that, because that just demonstrated that this election is going to be dangerously serious. And they were, and to the gentleman would say, and it wasn't a violence. They were violent, but it just was cut down quickly. But they had scuffled out there between those parties. But it just didn't escalate it. But but we need to do something seriously in this country. And then when it relates, Mr. Nouri, about the protocol for where you put your tent, all they just give designated spots across from wherever the election is being held, and those parties have to fight and hustle and sleep to ensure that they get the closest spot to the gate, and that's what this caused a lot of friction even before an election happens, man. So it's just crazy. And we really need to do a lot of revamping when it relates to the way we deal with politics in this country. You guys have a nice day.
Thank you very much. The closest to the gate. I remember that election where I said I worked the polls. You couldn't get to the gate. They tell you need to be
at your designated area.
And no political shirts, no political whatever paraphernalia is near the gate. Mm-hmm. But we see that this by-election or this advanced poll, all that was put aside. All of that was put aside. And this is something that we need to address to find out what are the protocols. I no longer remember what the protocols are. People saying different rules now. And now someone needs to come to the Bahamian public and say, these are the rules. Mm-hmm. This is what we're going to be doing next week Monday, right? Because next week Monday can't be the same.
No, and understanding how trust is developed and how it's maintained. You have to show that you are adhering to all the rules for us to just trust that you are adhering to all the rules.
We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come right back. Let me read this quote before this text, no? Let me read it and then we're going to take a break. So, good morning. The issues last night could have been avoided. Parliamentary Registration Department had just stuck to the script. Anyone who has been around elections for some time knows that the candidates' election agents must never let the ballot box out of their view. The only thing I expected to see was someone jump in the van with the boxes. The police does not run the election.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Print My
Masters, bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. My guests are finally downstairs. I'm just waiting for someone to pick them up. I see Wally say, hey, moving. Shake your head. I have guests who supposed to come on the show. You didn't work that out. Call Jennifer. Ask them to bring them up. Let's finish talk. Right? Aaron, you were complaining that the word that the Effenham said that they had an agreement with the parliamentary secretary, and you aren't comfortable with that word agreement, especially when there's supposed to be rules and protocols.
I mean, yeah, hear what you just said. The Effenham say they have an agreement with the parliamentary registration department. If that's what it said, that doesn't make any sense because one party can't have an agreement with the parliamentary registrar department. I can't imagine that you could have an agreement without the other parties agreeing. But then put all of that aside, we're talking about an election. What type of agreement can exist that supersedes the law? So I'm saying that there may be nothing wrong, you know. I just want to know, why are they using this type of language, right? You tell me the breach of an agreement. How can you claim a breach of an agreement in an electoral process? Only the breach of the law we talk about, right? And so the Guardian article is 249 vote in advance poll. And it says, the transport of the lone ballot box came after a contentious scene as members of the FNM blocked the initial effort to move the box in a bus without any candidate representatives on board. Quote, the events of the evening took a turn because certain agreements that were made with the Parliamentary Registration Department and the handling of the closing process were not followed, close quotes, said Khalil Parker, KC, an attorney for the FNM. We go to page 2 and continue reading. Quote, you would see there were certain things that we agreed with respect to the packaging of the votes, with respect to the destination of the votes, and with the escorting of the votes. You would have seen that there was an attempt to take the ballot box out in a vehicle that was not agreed by the parties. Quote, we had agreed that in accordance with usual practice, the ballot box would be accompanied by representatives of the candidates in a larger bus, which eventually happened, but we had to intervene to make that the case, close quotes. See, here's what I'm saying. Why y'all had to agree to that? Mm-hmm. If that's what the law says, that's what the law says. And why would y'all be trying to do something different than what the law says? And if in preparation for the advance poll, the by-election, you realized that either A, the vehicle that you normally use is not available, or B, that you require a larger vehicle, that should have been established and determined in law. Do it the right way.
From reading what you read, it seems to me, or I've concluded, that it's not in the law. He said by practice, right? This is what we've been doing. It isn't necessarily.
So we've been playing Dolly House with our elections for decades now?
We play Dolly House with most things, right? So that is a concern, right? That is a concern. My concern is moving forward. There are people who complain that the FNM were playing loud music too close to the election booth. And I'm not sure if there's a rule, protocol, or they're just saying there's being disruptive.
Well, I imagine it depends on what the music is, because if it's a campaign song, then aren't you campaigning too close to the election site? Isn't that prohibited, campaigning?
And then we have to appreciate or analyze, do an interrogation regarding the police response, the police's role, because it seems as if the police is now part of the parliamentary delegation. And I'm not necessarily sure if that is so. They're there to police. They're not a part of the machinery, what is the parliamentary.
Right. Are they there to act on instruction of the Parliamentary Registration Department, or do they have a role defined in law, an authority vested in them in the same law for this process. See, because typically when police come on the scene, it's like they just carry on like, well, the police here, we in charge.
We in charge.
Which is not necessarily the case.
Like, who told the police to carry the box inside the police car, whatever car it is?
Right, who gave that instruction?
Was that the parliamentary secretary? Or right. They did that on their own?
Right.
And can they act on their own, the police that is, in terms of policing the spot?
Right. Can the police make a reasonable determination that the process agreed upon, which should not be agreed upon, is insufficient or untenable, cannot perform the function intended? So you say, okay, the box is at risk of being tampered with if we stay here because the scene is so chaotic. We need to move the box as quickly as possible. Is that a determination that the police can make? A, B, did the circumstances warrant the making of such a decision, right? But to tell me now that this thing about who goes with the boxes in which vehicle is all just custom, all just convention, could not be. They could not be saying that out loud.
Let's go to the caller. But clearly there's a need now to do we need to say we're going to revise, not to provise, like educate everybody involved. So, hey, we have a training session. We want you all to send like one million representatives that we all on one accord. So now you're going to disperse this education to all who's involved, because there's different interpretation on the procedures in terms
of... Well, so you're telling me that before any electoral exercise, the identified agents of the parties, right, who have been named by the parties as the individuals who will partake in this function, are invited to the Parliamentary Registration Department for a one-day or a two-day course, refresher, yeah, on the procedures and regulations and laws established for this electoral process?
That doesn't happen. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Hey, guys. Sorry I had to call back, right?
Mm-hmm.
The police is a ladder system, right? Meaning, right? The people to the bottom, they only the stepping stones to the top, right?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the top brass, they have to take instructions, as we well know. So the police who was on the ground, they only was people who was following instructions from people who weren't on the ground,
mm-hmm,
right? So we don't have to play around with that. And when it relates to the music, the PLP and the FLM were playing music that was played that loud to a political event. It was literally a party they were having with and anybody could attest to this who passed on Carmichael Road yesterday. You could hear that music way before you even reach the location. And another thing, the commissioner, the parliamentary commissioner, he is the one who was responsible for even that. And at one point, he asked the FNM to turn down their music, which they did, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when the PLP came and put their music on, then you could imagine what transpired. It was who music was the loudest, and you know, it just was craziness, man. So we have to do something in this country because we're not growing the country. Have a nice day.
Clearly, there's a need for a SWOT analysis of what happened, what occurred at this pre-poll.
Advanced poll
for the
by-election.
For the by-election.
You could imagine people mad at me for spoiling the ballot, and these people spoiling the whole electoral process.
Yeah.
I mean, we run the risk of spoiling our electoral process if we do not pay attention to every dot on the I and T to be crossed. Every detail, we must comb through it and ensure that the system is shored up.
And I love the part where you say the system is shored up. This morning, I would have expected that there would have been a tour by the parliamentary registrar, the whole system, whoever they let go, explaining the correct protocol moving forward. These are the frustrations we had. These are the things that didn't go properly. And I'm assuming as Bohemians push and demand better, that someone's going to come to the fore and say, okay, this is what we're going to be doing. But what about the politicos? Those who've been parliamentarians for decades, who knows the system?
who know better and yes. haven't been able to do better for decades.
But he should be in the front now and saying that, yes, this is what we're supposed to be doing, and I'm going to make sure my side conforms to this for the next election.
I love it. How? What a better way. Can there be a better way to establish trust with the broader community than to come out and say, look here, me and my party, we're mm-hmm. committing to doing it the right way, right? We're going to put away all the politics, all the customs, all the practices. We're going to learn what the law says, and we're going to interpret the law properly, and we're going to do it the right way. I think that would be a wonderful show of commitment to the rule of law by political parties.
Anyway, we're going to take a break right now, Wally. We have my guest who's in studio, Alicia Culmer. She is the PTA president of St. Anne's School. She's a new PTA president of St. Anne's School, and they have an event, and I'm going to talk about the PTA in general. Go ahead, Aaron, before we drink.
No, I'm just going to say I'm going to go because St. Anne's and QC just had that big softball tournament championship
and
thing.
St. Anne's Junior School, mash them up!
Hold
right?
on, because I thought the Comets did win the thing.
No, St. Anne's.
Hold on, you sure the Comets didn't win the
mash them up!
Are you sure the Comets didn't win the senior softball?
That's okay, they play in Sac tonight. St. Anne's Junior Boys, mash up QC. Who they have 2 years now. 2 year champion. They have a good team.
You sure? I thought I read your post that say the Comets were successful.
No. Oh, that's swimming. That's a whole different sport.
Oh,
that's swimming.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. St. Anne's came second with that. They lost by 50 points.
Hold on, but y'all came second to QC?
St. Anne's came second.
That's awesome.
You heard how much by though? 50 points.
That's small things.
So QC normally leads by like
500. 785 points.
St. Anne's swim team cut that down to 50 points. It's a little small school, you know. QC is known for swimming.
Would you say it's a little small what?
St. Anne's a little small school.
Say what?
And they're coming up. So we could talk to the PTA president about that.
Hold on, let me just say this.
Go ahead.
Congratulations, Blue Waves.
Yeah, man. That's two major sports. It reminds me of the St. Anne's of yesteryears. So I expect big things.
Because St. Anne's is a big deal. Man, let me call Stelit for you.
Yes,
St. Anne's is a big deal.
Let's take this commercial break, Kermit. Guiding Radio AM, we'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Join the Bahamas Heart Association for its inaugural golf tournament. Proudly presented by Visa and Fidelity Bank on Sunday, November 30th at the spectacular Royal Blue Golf Club. Every swing brings hope and healing to young hearts. Gather your team and play with purpose or make a donation. Tee off for Tiny Hearts, because every heartbeat deserves a chance. For more details, contact the Surfing the Sassoon Heart Foundation at sassoonheartfoundation.org.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, we have President of St. Anne's PTA, Miss Alicia Culmer, in studio. I was looking for that song where St. Anne's School sang with KB. I couldn't find it, but this would have been an appropriate time to play that song with St. Anne's and KB singing. But they're saying big things are happening at St. Anne's. And make sure her mic is on for me too, please. I can't hear it in my ear. You are the new president of St. Anne's PTA.
I am.
Right?
I am.
Tell me about that tenure. When did you become the new president? What does that mean for St. Anne's, et cetera, et cetera? What is the PTA in general?
So we had our elections in September. First of all, good morning, Bahamas. We had our elections in September, and I was successful in becoming the president of the PTA. We have a 97% alumni on our PTA board.
97%?
97%. And this was all in design because I feel that we needed persons, not to say that those that are on the PTA that has not graduated from St. Anne's don't have a vested interest, But I feel that these persons that are alumni, we bleed blue.
Bleed blue.
We bleed blue. And so that was by design. And we've been working well so far. There's a lot of things that we want to do for the school because we want, you mentioned it before, we want the Sinans of the old to come back. We want people to be knocking down Sinan's door to say, I want my child to attend this school.
Be the school of choice.
That's right. We definitely want that. We also want to bring back that feel, family feel to the school again, where parents, students, they're not just there during the school hours, but they want to come back after school hours. They want to come to the activities that we have planned, and we need to raise money for the school because there are things that need to be done. No school is perfect, and so we understand that, and we want to work in tandem with the administration. We want to work with the parents, and we want to work with the students so that we are able to bring back the Sinans of old.
So your reign has started.
Yes.
Right. Who's on your board for now, and what have you now initiated to start this journey of we're going to go back to the old tonight?
Okay. Let me give a shout out to my fantastic board members. We have Tracy White. She's an alumni, vice president. Kamala Saunders, another alumni, treasurer. DeAndrea Saunders Curry, assistant treasurer. She's an alum as well. Nikisha Sims Burrows, secretary, alum. Christy Johnson, assistant secretary, alumni. Chaplain, Robin Davis, she's an alumni. Our high school parent rep, we have Letitia Smith. We have Chantel McKinney. Primary school, we have Jerron Sands, he's an alumni. We have Faith Stubbs, she's an alumni. We have Jessica Darville. And our teacher rep, we have Coach Dylan Brown and Senorita Saunders, Sandra Russell, sorry. And that's our two teacher reps.
So you have convinced parents to rejoin, recommitted to this PTA.
Yes. And ironically, our PTA meeting, our next PTA meeting is on Thursday. So parents, if you're listening, make sure you attend. And our topic for that meeting, our theme for that meeting is called Bridging the Gap. Because we realized that there was a gap there with the parents and the administration in terms of working together. I don't see sense in complaining about stuff if you're not going to be willing to try to work to fix it. And so the PTA is bridging that gap to come together so that we fix whatever issues there may be, whatever concerns there may be. We want to also give compliments. We want to get the compliments because there are some good. There may be bad, but we want to hear about the good as well. Mm-hmm. We have wonderful teachers. We have a wonderful administration. And we want to work together with all of them to make sure that Sinan's is the number one school in the country again.
So you mentioned teachers and activities. You call two teachers who I'm familiar with.
Yes.
Dylan Brown and Senorita Russell.
Yes.
Madam Russell, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are vested in school.
They are.
Right? How is the PTA working with these teachers and the teachers rep to get them excited and say, I'm dedicated, I can stay back. I can stay back and help these students. How is that happening?
So they have meetings with their, when they have their staff meetings. So the reps are responsible for delivering the information to them and bringing information back from them. When we have functions, we want to get the teachers involved. So we allow them to have, you man the booth. So when we have our little functions and stuff, the teachers get involved, they man the booths, they sell their products, they get to keep that money.
Let's repeat that part again.
So when we have, we're going to have a movie night.
Okay.
So at the movie night, the teachers are going to be the persons that are responsible for manning, selling the popcorn and the cotton candy and the goods and stuff. The teachers have the booths.
Okay.
They get to keep that money.
So this can help them in terms of the reinvestment
yes.
in teachers' programs.
Yes.
And so they can be vested and
right.
feel incentivized.
Right. So we want them to, when they're in the classroom and we have something, the PTA has something coming up, we want the teachers to be able to say to the students, listen, students, remember we have this coming and we know, you know, your children can nag. Mm-hmm. And once your children nagging you, just so they don't nag you, you're going to give them, you know, whatever it is. So, you know, we have the movie night coming up. So we want the teachers to get the kids all excited about the movie night and that kind of thing. Tell your parents you want to come out to movie night and that and you're going to have a great time and that kind of stuff. So that's what we're trying to get back into. And so we know that we can't do it on our own as the PTA. We have to have the parents and the administration involved.
Is the PTA and the Alumni Association the same thing or that's two different entities?
It's two different entities, but we work together.
Okay.
We are working together because, like I said, a lot of us are alumni of St. Anne's, And so therefore, we are vested. So we are on the alumni committee, mm-hmm. some of us, and we are in the alumni group. And so we work together with them. If we need something, if we need to partner with them on something, we have access to them.
Let's talk about major projects. See, now I see one bus.
We need a bus.
I ain't going to say how I know that.
Say that again so the right ass can hear that.
I'm not going to tell you how I know Sinans need a bus. But Sinans need a bus. And I want to know if the PTA is committed to assisting Sinans in getting a bus. And also listen to audience, because someone might be out there.
Yeah,
you
need
ain't
the
no
right
bus.
Ad. Listen. CA, we, the kids, need a bus. Because, you know, we use the bus for not only sporting events, but also when the kids have to go to field trips and that kind of thing. We don't want to be coming out of money to have to rent a bus. So, listening audience, alumni from St. Anne's, everybody out there, under the sound of my voice, St. Anne's School needs a bus. So, everything that we're doing right now is geared towards getting us that bus.
So, that's your major project now.
That's our
bus.
Major project.
PTA
yes.
and the bus.
The
as
bus.
A partnership.
Bus.
How much does bus cost, man?
Coach Brown gave me a quote for the bus the other day. It was $83,000.
$83,000.
For a brand new bus.
That's one of the Mercedes Benz.
No, man. And I ain't even a Mercedes Benz. I wouldn't feel bad if it was a Mercedes Benz.
$83,000. Is that landed, like all that clear?
That's here.
Also, total, after all expenses, it can be $83,000 to get the bus landed.
To get the bus.
And you got to paint the bus and thing afterwards.
And you got to wrap the bus and all that stuff, you know? But so we need
the
funds.
Bus first.
Yes.
And what all are you doing to get this $83,000?
So our first event, which took place in October, we did a coffee and donut morning where we partnered with Dunkin' Donuts and we sold tickets and the parents and the students were able to purchase tickets for a cup of coffee and donuts or hot chocolate and donuts. That went very well. Mm. Our second event that's coming up is this Saturday. We have our fun run walk. And we changed it up a little bit. We added an aquathon onto it.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by added an aquathon onto it?
And I think this is the first time this has ever been done in a fun run walk with a school. So we're going out to Goodman's Bay. So usually the walkathon was at St. Anne's mm-hmm. around the vicinity mm-hmm. In the Fox Hill and Eastern Road area. So now we're going to Goodman's Bay. I think it's a little more safe. And we're going to have an aquathon where the kids get to go in the water and they swim.
What time of day is this going to be?
This going to be in the morning. It starts at 6.
What do you mean by 6? 6 what time?
In a.m. In
6
the
o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, CA. Everybody that has walkathons or fun run walks or anything, they start in the morning. You don't want to be walking in the hot sun.
You're the one who say swimming, though.
Well, they swimming too. Yeah, they got to swim.
Go,
but the sun
ahead.
Comes up early. Times change now.
Okay, go ahead.
So the sun is going to come up, and the kids are going to be swimming. So not everybody has to swim. But if you want to, that option is available. So they'll swim. Coach Brown is dealing with this, a couple of miles. Then they put on their tennis, and then they run a couple of miles.
Oh, somebody should be good to see.
Yes. So you're going to come out, right?
Like, this chair somebody on.
Come, please.
Can I sponsor someone? Or
you can.
Tell me about it, then.
Listen, so we have a jot form, and we have our flyer, and you can go on the flyer, click on the jot form, and you can say, you know, I don't want to participate, but I want to donate or sponsor, and... we have our banking information on there and you can just transfer and send us an email to the PTA email address. All that is on the flyer and on the jot form and we get you sorted out from there. We have a QR code on there that makes it simple. So, you know, now when you go into the restaurants and stuff, they don't give you no menu no more. They give you the QR code, you use your phone and the menu comes up. So we did the same thing with the jot form. You scan the QR code, the jot form comes up and you're all set and ready to go.
And so that's for sponsoring. How do people want to register? Parents and
they do it the same way. Everybody registers the same way.
Any price for that or that's free?
It's $15 for the fun run walk.
Okay.
$15. That's it.
Let's break it up. You know, I got to go piece by piece. Simple.
Okay, go ahead.
So I get the form and I scan it. I could register.
You register on
there. $15.
That's $15.
Do they give me any shirt? I'm just asking.
No, you're not getting a shirt for $15.
I just like
free tickets. But we want everybody to wear shades of blue.
Shades of blue.
Yes.
So I wear a shade of blue.
Uh-huh.
I then register. Mm-hmm. And I come, which day this is?
This is on Saturday. This coming Saturday, November 22nd.
Oh, okay. So Saturday coming.
Yes.
I meet where?
At Goodman's Bay.
I meet at Goodman's Bay.
Yes.
At what time?
Well, our table opens at 5 a.m.
So 5 o'clock, I should be there to register.
Be there to register. You get your bib,
and
you're ready to go.
Okay. And then I'm not doing that swimming thing. And then where do I walk?
So You're going to walk west on Cable Beach Strip.
I walk into Ward Bahama.
To Ward Bahama. Uh-huh. So you know where the last roundabout is. It used to be where Malia used to be,
yes.
That roundabout. You're going to turn around there and come back to Goodman's Bay.
Okay. And then you stop back at Goodman's
Bay. And you stop
back. Any trophies or ribbons?
Yes, we're giving you trophies.
Tell me what the trophies are.
We are giving trophies to division winners. And you also get a band. So when you get there at Malia, in order for us to make sure that you didn't chip us, you're going to get a band.
At that halfway point.
At the halfway point. Mm-hmm. And you turn around and you come back. So it's a 5K walk or run, and then we have the aquathon. We have prizes for each division. We have a trophy for the alumni class with the most participants.
Oh, so you want alumni to come and participate?
Yes, we want everyone. Our flyer says calling all students, teachers, alumni, family, and friends. Mm. So we want everybody to come. This is open to the general public. Okay? We want everybody.
I know Sanan's alumni have a new shirt. So can they wear that alumni shirt?
We want them to put on that shirt so we can know that they are alumni and what year they graduated from, mm-hmm. Sanan's.
Okay.
So put on your shirt. We also have a health fair, and we will have souse and drinks on sale.
So where the health fair is going to be?
It's right there on the grass.
By Goodman's Bay.
By Goodman's Bay.
And you said you have souse?
Souse.
How much souse will be?
I'm not sure yet.
You could be inviting me to things and you don't know the price for the
sauce. But you know what the average price of sauce is, $15-$20. You know what the average price is.
Do you know what type of sauce it could be serving?
Chicken and sheep tongue.
Okay, sure about that. Okay.
So make sure, bring your sauce money, see it.
And you said there's going to be prizes. Remind me what all the prizes are. Yeah?
So now we have prizes for the divisions. So you get your trophy, for the divisions. We also have a prizes for the class that participates, that has the most participation and the most referrals. They're going to have a class party. The student that has the most referrals. So when you fill out your form, your JOT form, there's a section on there to say, are you with somebody from St. Anne's? Are you going to be sponsoring somebody from St. Anne's?
Okay.
You put the child's name in there and we're tallying that up. So the person that has the most in the high school and the primary school will get a $250 Amazon card.
So we're going back to the swimming thing. Where I could sponsor a child for whatever amount.
Right.
Right? And the person with the highest amount of money sponsored or the person with the number of highest amount of individuals?
So it's going to be the highest amount of referrals, not the amount of money. Right. Individual. Okay. Right.
Yeah. And I can say I'm sponsoring...
Sinai Dorset. Let's put that name out there.
Sinai Dorset. Yeah. Right? And whatever money it is. Mm-hmm. And the most... And she solicited people to sponsor her too.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. And then you also get your classmates to want to participate in it as well, because the class that has the most participants in the swim, the fun run walk, and referrals, they get a class party.
Okay. And they get a black class party?
Yeah.
And they get sauce too if they want to buy it?
Yeah.
I like paraphernalia. And I'm not sure if you had time to go into that PTA Blue Waves paraphernalia.
We're going to get
my
there.
Kids on
it's been discussed.
Type thing. I like things.
Yes.
I like brag about my child.
You know, I'm new here. Mm-hmm. I'm new on the PTA. We have wonderful ideas. We have a wonderful team. And we're going to put all those things together. Now, we can't do all this one time. Yeah. So we're going to do it piece by piece by piece. We have the rest of the year.
How close are you towards this bus? I know it's a broad question. I don't want to embarrass you at all, right? But $85,000
is
a lot of money. I want to know, are you close? Or you need to do some effort and people need to come forward?
We're not close. We need all hands on deck. All.
So now I have a number of millionaires, man. I mean, the students, graduates.
But I hope they're under the sound of our voice.
Yeah.
Because we need them to donate.
Yeah, $5,000 to go far.
Listen to me.
$2,000.
Y'all hear that out there in radio land? Y'all listening?
Yeah.
We need the help. We do.
So in terms of, you mentioned this is the activity you plan to do. Any more activities for the year?
Oh, yeah. We do. After we have the fun run walk, then we're going to have activities for the kids. So we have... movie night, like I mentioned before. We're going to also have a dance for the high schoolers. So the movie night is for the primary school kids, and it's going to be during Christmas time, so it's in December. And they're going to be able to... it's going to be a drive-in movie on our backfield.
Okay, remember.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And are the people who don't attend St. Anne's?
They can come, yes, okay, they can. So you're going to be charged per car. Mm-hmm. So there will be $20 per car, up to four persons, mm-hmm. and any additional person will be $5.
Okay.
We're going to be on the backfield. And then we have... a Christmas pajama jam dance for the high schoolers. So they get to put on their Christmas pajamas. Now, these are the pajamas that you wear to take your family photos down to out these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we want to make sure,
the nice
right?
Pajamas.
We want to make sure that you're dressed properly, mm-hmm. and you're obeying the school rules.
Christmas pajamas.
Oh, okay. So we want the flannel. You know the flannel ones.
What year is this again? I mean, is high school or primary school?
This is for the high school students.
High school started grade 7.
Yes.
Okay, and, so for grade 7 to 12.
Yes.
Okay. Which
security
is
going to be fully enforced. So the drive-in is going to be on December 12th.
Okay.
Right, so it's like right after the exams.
Okay, right after Christmas exams.
Yeah, December 12th, that's Friday, and then December 13th, that's Saturday, will be the dance.
Okay, that's nice.
Yes, and then in January, on the 17th, we're going to
You're an active man.
We got the children need the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do things to make sure they get the bus.
Okay.
In addition to other things that the school need that we can help out with.
Mm-hmm.
And then on January the 17th, we're going to have a family fun game night where we have a dominoes tournament. We'll have the big games for the kids. We're going to have bingo and that kind of thing. So we're going to need you to come out and support as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we have so far on deck up until January. Then we're going back to the drawing board and plan for the remaining months because we need to have something every month because what happens, CA? The children need the bus?
The children need the bus.
They need the bus.
They need the bus. I'm happy to hear that the PTA is very active. I'm happy to see that the teachers are committed and involved, and they see where they can benefit and why they should be active.
Yes.
And I'm sure that the parents are excited.
Yes.
How are you communicating with the parents?
Well, we have PTA meetings once a month, and I would say that the audience is growing, so mm-hmm. we're getting the word out there. And I think this is the change that the parents want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't just don't want a PTA to be there to complain to. You want a PTA to be there to be active and to get things done. So we are committed to making sure that we get things done. And you have fun doing it.
And you have fun doing it.
We're going to have fun doing it.
And St. Anne's School on top of the hill has an active and healthy PTA.
We sure do. And we intend to make the parents that voted for us and the teachers proud to say, we did the right thing in voting these folks in to be head of the PTA.
Off the wall question, how do you communicate? Because you're getting ready to end, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you communicate with your parents?
Like, so we have a email address. We got an email box so the parents can, you know, sometimes they don't want to go and talk into their administration, so they can come to us. We filter things out. Some things we're able to answer right away. Those that we can't, we pass them on to the administration to deal with. They can contact us through the mailbox, which is saspta9596@gmail.com.
And is there any I like cell phones. I know if you.
We don't have a cell phone as yet.
So everything is communicated through that email address.
Yes, and we are very responsive.
So that means you've been getting letters already.
Oh, yeah, we get emails all the time.
All the time. That's good. So give me a rundown. We get ready to leave. Tell me what's happening again.
So this Saturday, we have our fun run walk on Goodman's Bay. Our desk opens, the sign-in desk opens at 5 o'clock a.m. Warm-up is at 5:30, and the race starts at 6, and it's a fun run walk and aquathon. We have prizes and surprises. We're going to have a health fair. We're going to have souse out there for sale, and we want everyone to come out and participate. We're going to have a good time on Saturday morning and be healthy.
How many students do you have now?
Almost 700.
Almost 700?
Yeah.
The school growing.
You're growing, man.
The school growing.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Miss Alicia Kalma.
Thank you for having me.
She's the president of St. Anne's School PTA.
Yes.
They're doing big things. They're active, and they're having a big thing coming Saturday.
Saturday. This Saturday. September, November 22nd.
November 22nd?
Yeah.
It could be here from 5 a.m.
5 a.m.
They have students who need to get sponsored in swimming.
Yes.
Right? And swimming and running.
And running.
They could be tired.
Yeah, that's fine. They could rest.
You now have one of the St. Anne's has one of the premier swim teams.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Anyway, I just want to say that it's now 12 o'clock. Guy on Radio AM with CA Nuri. A wonderful day.